This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello everybody, happy Sabbath to you. This is Paul Nissan with Torah Life Ministries. And today is part two of a message I gave last week on this radio station about a conversation I had with my friend who was a Christian. Please listen to this message. You can see the full message in its entirety at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And we also have fellowship every Saturday here in West Palm Beach, Florida at 3 p.m. Contact me through the website if you're interested. And now here is part two of the message of last week about sin. We don't keep the guidelines and instructions or the will of our Father to be saved. We should be keeping them because we are saved, because He did die for us, and He wanted to set us free. And that's where we're at. Now, I'm doing this video live right now, so those of you that have peeked in or watching that do not understand or even believe in the Bible or anything like that, I will submit to you this set of guidelines and instructions from every aspect of life is made to bless us on every level. And even if you do not believe in the same God I believe in, His instructions and guidelines will still bless you if you follow them, because they're principles that were designed to keep us safe. Just like as parents, we want to keep our children safe. The information found in the Bible is that it's how to keep us safe. How to keep us safe and also blessed. And the opposite of that is in danger and cursed. And when it says that know the truth and the truth will set you free, some of my friends that don't believe in the same God I believe in said it limits us and it's too limiting and I don't want to believe in any God that limits me in what I need to be doing. And I say no, the Bible limits you from doing things that are going to get you in trouble. And it tells you not to do those things. And that, in essence, liberates you and frees you to experience all the blessings that are available to us as human beings. And if we read the Bible, there's not one thing in this Bible that limits us from things that are going to bless us. It only limits us from things that are going to curse us. And I want those limitations on my life. I don't want to be free to not have the advice and wisdom of how to avoid things that are going to get myself in trouble. So I want to study this out and learn these things. And and another thing I told this fellow was there's many things more than just 10 commandments. Because he said to me, and this is what upset him the most, and this is what upsets people the most. He said to me, do you think that you or anyone else can keep the 10 commandments? That was his question to me. And my reply to him was, well, there's over 613 commandments in the Bible. And though not all apply to me today because they're not applicable to me, many do. And I do believe we have been given the capability of keeping at least 0.01% of the commandments that our Creator gave us. And that would include 10 of them. And he just went off the wall, with telling me I'm under the law and I'm wrong and Yeshua is the only one that's perfect and can keep the commandments, and didn't want to hear from me any further on the topic. And I would suggest and recommend, whether you're a believer of the same God I believe in, which is Yeshua HaMashiach and Yahweh, or if you're not and you somehow stumble upon this video, I would suggest you can use the Ten Commandments as a wonderful starting point and a great guideline to see and realize the liberating factors that come in of our Creator's words. And as you go through these 10 words or these 10 will, the will of our Father or these 10 guidelines and instructions, there's nothing in there that's going to limit you. And if you start following them and experiencing the blessings, maybe that'll help you realize that you could never be in a safer place than by living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that's a great starting place, but that's not where we end. And, you know, the food we eat, the sexuality we choose to live by, and the days we keep holy and not holy, all of these things are given us according to a plan. And the plan says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. And it is my prayer that that my friend and everyone else, whether you're with part of the system of Christianity, part of the system of Judaism, or part of every other belief system of the world, would come to see and understand the value of the Bible for what it is, and also understand that there's one creator, and he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his word is bond. His word is what his word is. And we need to start realizing the truth in this. And as it says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And, you know, deny it before you try it before you deny it, is what I tell people. And understand. And I understand with people that are skeptical, because I was skeptical for a good part of my life. But praise Yahweh, my eyes have been opened up to see these things. And I take it as a compliment when people call me extreme for desiring to live according to words of my creator. So that's my prayer for you today. And we can share this with others and so on. And for those of you that say, you know, keeping the Sabbath or keeping the food laws of the scriptures or the guidelines and structs of our scriptures are a legalism or something like that, my answer to you would be like, you wake up every single day to keep a legal system of the government. And there are many more legal laws that you follow on a daily basis of your city and your ordinances of your city than there are in the Bible that are applicable to you today. And you diligently keep those laws and instructions on a regular basis, and to be safe, not to get a ticket, to stay out of jail, and so on. And if somebody would suggest to you, well, you're just not passing red lights and not killing people because you're into legalism, that's ludicrous. You would say, no, I'm not. Yeah, maybe you could say I'm being legal, but also I'm being smart and wise. You know, why would I want to put myself in danger? And so again, if somebody's going to say you're being a legalist for following the words of our creator, take that as a compliment. But remember first, we have a savior who died for us, and it's all about him, Yeshua, our Messiah, the one they call Jesus. And it's all about him. And that, and only that, is the key that set us free from death row as he took his place for us. But that does not do away with the will of our Father, with the guidelines and instructions that he told us to live by. And then my friend told me, well, you're Jewish, so you might have a heart to follow these things. But as for me, I don't have to do that. You know, the Bible never, you know, it's not about being Jewish. It's about being a believer. You know, the Old Testament isn't a Jewish thing. It's a God thing. That's what we have to understand. And when you believe in Yeshua, you become the Commonwealth of Israel. And just like when the children came out of Egypt and they followed the guidelines and instructions of our creator to remain in that community, well, if you want to be in the community of our God, you have to follow what he said to do. You know, and one of the consequences is you get kicked out of the community if you're not following the guidelines and instructions. It's like the greatest book out there from every aspect. And there's a reason why it's the most best-selling book ever written. And you know, for somebody to claim Yeshua as Messiah and to continuously say we need to put ourselves at the foot of the cross, but then in the same hand saying we don't have to do certain things and we could pick and choose. Like somebody once told me, they said, if you had a son and he was gay, would you kick him out of the house? And I said, well, have you thought about it this way? If you have a son and he was bringing home women and sleeping with them that he wasn't married to, would you be thinking about this? And the guy said, no, why? I said, well, according to the Bible, fornication and homosexuality are both abominations. So why are you looking at one way and the other a different way? See, sin is sin. It's all the same, and it's two sins. It's intentional sin and unintentional sin. My question would be in that situation is, where's his heart? Is this a challenge he's struggling with? And is he, does he have a repentant heart? Or is this something he makes a daily practice out of and he can care less about our Creator? And depending on that answer, it would be depending on my response and reply. And I say the same thing with all these different things and all people that are struggling with these things. You know, and I do honestly believe that there are people that struggle with these things tremendously on a daily basis, as so do I struggle with certain things. And I hate it. And I hate it. And if you hate it enough and the Spirit moves you, you'll overcome it. I'm just saying to reconsider these things and have an open mind. You know, relook at what you've been taught by Christianity for so many years. Rethink about these things. As I pointed a scripture out to him in 1 John, what is sin? What is sin? And it says sin is transgression of the Torah. Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And it's not just, you know, the problem is when you got a Bible, you need to rip out the page in the middle that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant. It's not two books. It's one book. And it's one story. And it's the history book of our Creator, Yeshua Messiah, who never said, now it's all done with. You no longer have to do these things. You know, he was known as the living Torah. And he said not one jot or tittle should be done away from the word until heaven and earth has passed. Not one jot or tittle. So those of you that say the law is done away with, you know, the only law that was done away with was the law that the customs and the traditions of Judaism that they were adding to the word of our Creator. That's what Yeshua came to do away with, not the guidelines and instructions of our Creator found in the original covenant. The problem is when you got a Bible, you need to rip out the page in the middle that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant. It's not two books. It's one book, and it's one story, and it's the history book of our Creator, Yeshua Messiah, who never said, now it's all done with. You no longer have to do these things. You know, he was known as the living Torah. And he said not one jot or tittle should be done away from the word until heaven and earth has passed. Not one jot or tittle. So those of you that say the law is done away with, you know, the only law that was done away with was the law that the customs and the traditions of Judaism that they were adding to the word of our Creator. That's what Yeshua came to do away with. Not the guidelines and instructions of our Creator found in the original covenant. So I pray you get this and you see this more clearly and some eyes are opened up. And I'm not here to convince you. I'm not here to open up your eyes. I'm here to let you know and here to remind you that it's our Creator that opens eyes. When your heart is ready to respond, your eyes are ready to be opened. And I pray that your heart can see this and realize this and so on. And I'm so thankful every day, and I never take it for granted that somebody died for me. Somebody died to me, for me, and so I could be set free. But he didn't die for me so I can keep living in sin. He gave me a book to identify what sin is and to know what sin is. He gave me a schoolmaster, and I want to be an excellent student. So I continue to use that schoolmaster to learn and to grow. And it says in the scriptures, again, in Jeremiah, it says there will be a new covenant. And that new covenant says the word will be taken off paper and put on our heart. It doesn't say it'll be changed. It said it'll be taken off paper and put on our heart. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support. Soul in thee, I give.
turn your face to the dawn. Your Messiah has come. Arise from the dead, lift up your eyes to the light. Your Messiah has come. Awake, you who sleep, and turn your face to the dawn. Your Messiah has come. Arise from the dead, lift up your eyes to the light. Your Messiah has come. For behold, deep darkness will be over the earth, but the Lord shall arise. His light will be seen in you, his life will be found in you. Messiah has come. Come up to the mountain, hear the voice of the Lord. Our Messiah will come. The sound of the trumpet shouts again in the land. Our Messiah will come. Alu Elaha Reshim U Et Kolo. Mashiach Yavo. Kol HaShofar Ba'aret Shu Bishama. Mashiach Yavo. Ve'yakum Elohim. Oho yera'eh v'chach hayav imetzu b'cha. Mashiach Yavo.
Behold, you're here. you worry, oh how you weary from fearing you lost control. This was the one thing you didn't see coming, and no one would blame you though. If you cried in private, if you tried to hide it away, so no one knows, no one will see if you stop bleeding. Oh my soul, you are not alone. There's a place where fear has to face the God you know. One more day, He will make a way. Let Him show you how you can lay this down. 'Cause you're not alone. Here and now, you can be honest. I won't try to promise that someday it all works out. 'Cause this is the valley, and even now He is breathing on your dry bones. And there will be dancing, there will be beauty where beauty was ash and stone. This much I know.
You're not.